Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the greatest hits, 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Joining me on Community Matters program today is Rocco Del Prince, and you are going to be speaking for the Kiwanis Club right now, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming blood screening, because it's important to, first of all, learn about what the blood screening is and what it does for you, but also I'm excited for the community to get a good idea as to what the Kiwanis Club is and what you guys are involved with, because this is just one of the, you know, several events that you guys do throughout the year, and it's pretty important.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron, for having me on the show. Kiwanis Club of Warren, we are mostly known for our blood screening. This is our 44th blood screening. We hold it every year. And we are also known for our spaghetti dinner that we hold every election day. So this year's blood screening is going to be on June 18th, and that's at St. Joseph's Church. The address is 600 Pennsylvania Avenue West in Warren. They are awesome hosts. We've had it there for the past, as long as I've been involved. They really make it comfortable. We get 800 people moving in and out over the course of 4 hours. And St. Joseph's Church really accommodates. We use the entire building. We get you sitting in the congregation area. It's nice and climate controlled in there. So soft, cushy seats for you to hang out for 10 to 15 minutes while you wait to have your blood drawn. And just an all around relaxing experience and opportunity to save money.
This event is something that you definitely encourage a lot of people or everyone that's available to register ahead for this. Is there actually like a set limit on how many people you can take for this event? Is the limit 800?
No, there is no limit. Back in our heyday, we were getting over 1,000 people, but some employers have started offering biometric screening, which I certainly don't want to discourage you from doing. But a biometric screening is a little different than a Kiwanis blood screening. This is more of an all-encompassing health profile. So in the past few years, when insurance companies through different employers locally have been starting to offer biometric screenings on site, we have seen a little bit of a decline, but there are some people that have been coming to the blood screening since it started 44 years ago. So a blood screening is one vial of blood. In modern medicine right now is pretty awesome. Doctors can tell a lot about your body based on what is in your blood in certain levels. So blood screening, just going through the list, we take one vial of blood. It's $40. And there are a bunch of things that it tests for. And I'll go through the list now. Electrolytes. So electrolytes consist of some of the body's principal minerals. So sodium, potassium, chloride. Electrolytes play an important role in water balance in your body. Abnormal results can indicate dehydration, excessive salt intake, medication side effects can indicate kidney or liver disease. So that's one of the aspects. There's also a diabetes screening. Pre-diabetes is certainly an issue in Pennsylvania, and even more so in northwestern Pennsylvania, and even more so in Warren County. So we ask you to fast for 12 hours prior to arriving at the blood screening, and that takes a fasting glucose measure. So we can either possibly diagnose you with pre-diabetes or diabetes in general. So that's one thing that it checks for.
Yeah, because eating would like throw that off a whack, right? Sorry, I didn't mean.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, it would. Yeah, you definitely want to fast for 12 hours to make sure that the screening is as effective as it can be. I mentioned kidney function a little bit earlier ago. So creatinine, there are a lot of different levels that your kidneys excrete: uric acid, calcium, phosphorus. So they can really, and by they, I mean doctors can tell if you have impaired kidney function, if you're dehydrated, if you have too much protein, if you're working out too hard, which I'm not sure is a problem for many of us right now, but it can tell. liver function, protein again, bilirubin, everything measures liver function. So there's that level. There's heart function. So there's cholesterol, both good and bad. HDL, LDL, triglycerides can determine your risk of stroke or heart attack, and whether or not you may want to change your lifestyle or maybe go on a medication. So it really, really tells you all about your most important organs, how well they're working and if they could be better or if they're doing too much or too little. So it's a good all-around indicator of your overall health.
Having these tests done, they give you really, really great insights that you would probably never expect.
Yes. So it's oftentimes easier to solve a problem in your body when you're asymptomatic. But at the same time, when you're asymptomatic, you really have no reason to believe that there's anything wrong. So, you know, if maybe a level or two is starting to get too high or too low, your doctor might be able to help you address it in a way that is not really invasive. Or maybe, you know, hey, your cholesterol is kind of getting high. Maybe watch your food intake, watch what you're eating, and maybe you won't have to go on a medication. Or, wow, your cholesterol is really high. You're at a severe risk of a heart attack or stroke. Let's take care of this now. Where, you know, just the way you're feeling, you don't know that your cholesterol is high. You know, you just end up dealing with a serious medical issue. So that's why we recommend getting screened. You can really get ahead of problems before they really become a problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that needs to be mentioned with this is being that you guys have been doing this for 44 years now, you know, people can almost get into this like a routine, and this might be their one a year checkup that they could get, you know, and it's never a bad idea to get checked up when you're looking at this stuff, right?
Yes. We're very grateful to the doctors in the area that encourage their patients to sign up for the blood screening. So a lot of people in the area who see doctors regularly will time the Kiwanis blood screening with their annual checkup. For example, this year's screening is on June 18th. It takes a few weeks to get the results back afterwards, and then you may be interested in scheduling an appointment with your doctor maybe in July or August to review those results. You know, Kiwanis blood screening can oftentimes be cheaper depending on your health insurance plan. This is something that's really recommended for someone with a high deductible health insurance plan, because it's $40. If you have an HSA, feel free to use the HSA account, health savings account. And another general benefit of the Kiwanis blood screening is you're going to get all sorts of specific tests. I think the number is 30 that's included in this blood screening. Where maybe if you're experiencing some sort of issue, a doctor may prescribe a blood test that maybe just looks for one or two things that he or she knows is specifically related. So again, it's a great way to be proactive with your health and really understand what your body is telling you through your blood.
Absolutely. And, you know, for $40, that is a great, great deal. And, you know, that's one of the things that I was just thinking about with this is, you know, how does the blood screening come to benefit Kiwanis? Because this is something that you guys have been doing for a while.
Community really benefits from the Kiwanis blood screening. Obviously, in the ways that I just, you know, we were just discussing, right? So people have a better idea of how healthy they are or may not be. But we do, this is a fundraiser for us. After our bills are paid, we turn around and typically donate, all of or most of these funds to other 501c3s that benefit kids in Warren County in a way that aligns with our mission. So we have a lot of different partner organizations that we contribute financially to. One is Free Books for Kidstown. They provide books to most elementary students. I think last year, the year before, we were able to make a contribution so that every second grader at Warren Area Elementary Center was able to receive a book courtesy of Kiwanis Club. and free books for kids down. So that's one example of the funding going to work. We have Kiwanis Field at the Farm Colony in North Warren, where we financially support the Warren County Youth Baseball Softball Association. So Kiwanis Club is a service organization. Our goal is to be social and to provide community service, either through our time or by writing a check to support other organizations that are doing good things in the community. So we do get a lot of financial requests. They're typically acted on at our board meetings as part of the financial report. So we do, between our spaghetti dinner and our Kiwanis blood screening, we're typically in the range of contributing $10,000 to $15,000 to the community, to different other nonprofits. The biggest criteria, if you will, is that you have to support or improve the lives of children in Warren County. So that's our sort of our stipulation. So if we have other organizations that align with our mission, chances are we're going to support them.
If people want to become involved with the Kiwanis Club, what is the best way to do that? And do you guys need any volunteers for the blood screening?
Yes, we would love to have additional membership. We stand strong at about 37 members right now, varying in ages between...
Lakeshore Community Services has a number you're going to love, $2,000. That's our current sign-on bonus amount and start at $15.60 an hour. We offer a 403B, great benefits, and have 36 years of serving people with disabilities in Erie, Warren, Ridgeway, and Kane. Apply right now at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. 2,000 more reasons for us to say you're going to love it at Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
I would say 30 is our youngest and 95 is our oldest. So we're definitely looking for members to help us out with service projects. The Kiwanis blood screening and the spaghetti dinner, like I said, are our two biggest service projects. We could always use some extra help. It's typically simple service, right? So a job might be, hey, check these papers to make sure that a customer paid for their blood screening, just double check. Usually service projects aren't more than 3 to 4 hours and they're all optional. So we're just a social club that our goal is to do service. For example, Warner Park, we have a strong relationship with their Russell Volunteer Fire Department. Every year for the past, I think 6 or 7 years, we have held a work bee at Warner Park together with Key Club. And Builders Club, who those are two service leadership programs that we sponsor. There's a Key Club at Eisenhower and there's a Key Club at Warren Area High School. We also have Builders Clubs, K-Kids, and they're all different ages. So we do get an opportunity to work with high school and elementary, middle school kids. Just working with them really is one of the greater experiences you can have. It's a lot of fun. Kids are a lot of fun. And it's really not too strenuous of a service organization.
Well, and
we can't be
like
too physically demanding.
If people want to get signed up and registered ahead of time for the Kiwanis blood screening, what is the best way that they can get signed up for that?
We really encourage everyone who would like to attend the blood screening to sign up in advance and pay in advance and bring paperwork with you. It makes the process much simpler. So the best way to sign up, we have three half-page ads in the Warren Times Observer scheduled. Off the top of my head, I can't think of the exact date, but it's a nice way to just cut out the ad and mail it back to me. All the information is in there, so just keep an eye on the Warren Times Observer. And if you prefer the online route, you can just go to our website, KiwanisofWarrenPA.org, or just Google Kiwanis Club of Warren. It'll come up. You'll see a big link on there. It says blood screening signups available. Just click that. It brings you to an online form. It takes, I would say, 2 minutes to fill it out. And the questions that it asks are pretty simple. It's looking for your email address, your name, your mailing address, so we know where to send the results, phone number, your date of birth and who your doctor is. And then ask just a series of questions about which tests you would or would not like to receive. So everyone gets our general base screening for $40. And that's the batch of tests that I was discussing with you, Aaron, a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. We also have 5 or 6 other tests that you can elect to receive at an additional cost. They're still pretty affordable. And I'll go through those. There's the complete blood count. So it's used as a broad screening to test for anemia, different autoimmune disorders, bone marrow disorders, dehydration, infections in your blood, inflammation, leukemia even. And that just comes at $10. So, you know, it can find some serious issues for an additional $10. There's an A1C test. A lot of the people that already know they have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, or if you're overweight in general, good to have this A1C test. Just measures your long-term glucose storage within your red blood cells. CDC recommends A1C tests if you're over age 45 or if you have type 2 diabetes. For men, there's the prostate-specific antigen test or PSA test. So this PSA is a specific protein that is only produced by the male prostate gland. So as men age, they're at an increasing risk for cancer of the prostate. So this helps. This is a screening for possible PSA. So if this level is high, you know, there may be an opportunity for a more in-depth exam. There's a C-reactive protein test or CRP, an additional 25. The screening looks for a specific type of protein that is elevated when there's inflammation in your body. So having a CRP test can check for inflammation due to some sort of infection. It can help diagnose a chronic inflammatory disease like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. It also determines your risk of heart disease or can evaluate your risk of a heart attack. It's an additional 25. This one for me hits close to home, thyroid stimulating hormone. I've had thyroid issues since I was a baby, and I have blood work all the time to determine my thyroid TSH levels. It's an additional $20. And just as an example, if I can get the general screening for 40 and the TSH test and an additional 20, that's $60 for this all-inclusive blood screening plus my TSH levels. Where I might see a specialist and get a TSH test and pay maybe closer to $100 on my high deductible health insurance plan. So, you know, save a few bucks. TSH, when your thyroid hormone levels are too low, you may have either hypo or hyperthyroidism. So your thyroid really controls a lot of different systems in your body, your metabolism, your skin hydration. You can become forgetful or depressed, may cause issues with irregular bowel movements. So symptoms of hypo or hyperthyroidism are so variable and nonspecific. The only way to know for sure whether you have it, just a simple blood test for TSH. And then the last additional test is vitamin D. So a vitamin D test can be used to screen for specific bone disorders. So symptoms of a vitamin D deficiency can include, for example, bone weakness or softness or malformation or possible risk of fractures. So that's an additional 25. So you can get all these tests for, if you wanted all of them, it would be 160, but a lot of people get the base screening and then maybe one here or two, one or two here or there, but it is, it's a pretty simple process. And those are all the tests that you can get.
You can get the regular blood test, which is going to cover a lot of the different bases that you're going to look at. And then you can choose to get more in depth if you'd like to. And to be honest with you, $160 for that large of a variety of tests. First of all, you're getting the 30 for 40, which is going to have 30 different things it's testing for. And then each of those individual tests being so in depth in themselves, $160 for all of that is really a great deal. And it's really beneficial for your health. Even if you're just looking at one of the other add-ons, you're looking at less than $100 to make sure that you're in okay shape. And if you're not, to give yourself a really good idea as to where you stand. Because like you said, you get the $40 one and, you know, maybe you are pre-diabetic or type 2. It would be really beneficial to have a more in-depth look at your A1C and where that stands to give you that. Because, yeah, that initial test that you get is going to give you some information, but it's not going to give you the full scope as what you can get from the more in-depth tests.
No better way to put it. It tells you everything you need to know about your health and can really help your doctors help you.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I'm curious about, do you guys have a social media page or a way that people can stay up to date with you guys on Facebook?
Yeah, we have our Facebook page. It's just Kiwanis Club of Warren, PA. You'll notice that there are thousands of Kiwanis pages. That's why ours has Warren, PA in it. So look for that. Our website, KiwanisOfWarrenPA.org. Our email address, info@KiwanisOfWarrenPA.org. And then I'm also available to take your phone call. In addition to the Times Observer ads and the online signups, I can also take your phone call. And that number, if you'd like to sign up, is 814-406-9072. You can call or text that number. And I will, that leads you directly to me. If I'm not available, just leave a message. But we try to make it as easy as possible to get signed up. And then a few days later, we'll email you an invoice, as well as the Key Clubbers are at Warren Area High School are helping me out with mailing out invoices. So you sign up, you get mailed an invoice. You can pay that by May 31st, or you can pay us on event day. Really easy to pay us online. You can use your favorite debit or credit card, or you can mail us back a check. But the goal is that when you get there at 6 a.m. or anytime between 6 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. on June 18th, that you have a piece of paper in hand and be all paid up. Just take a number. Last year, we had 800 or so people come through over the course of 3.5 hours. And we didn't have too many people that waited longer than 15 minutes. So we get you in and out. We have like 10 phlebotomists that are drawing blood, and they're very good at what they do. And it's just a fine-tuned machine. It runs very well. Don't be intimidated by the number of people, and would love to see you on June 18th.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the other things that's nice about this. And I'm glad that we could be able to talk about all this stuff, because, you know, it's great, because not only is it convenient for you to be able to do, being that you're going to be in and out in, you know, less than 20 minutes, you're also going to have a really great plethora of information about your body that you're going to be able to use. And then you're also going to be supporting a local organization that goes to benefit a lot of other things throughout this whole community. So, yeah, I think it's a triple win there.
Yep. The community really benefits from this project. And I'm very grateful to Warren General Hospital for helping us put this on. They do it as it's a pass-through event for them. And also to Associated Clinical Laboratories, they do all of our testing for us. So without those two organizations and facilities, we could not have the event. So thanks very much to both of those groups. And Aaron, to your point, it's just a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Rocco, thank you for taking the time to join me today to go through this. It's really important that you guys are doing this here in the community, and I'm glad that we can get the information out to everyone. And I hope that people start signing up for it right now to give you guys a little bit of lead time.
Yep. Sounds good. We appreciate it, Aaron.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.